We all know the familiar barking as you walk through a field of prairie dogs.
Wait, no we don't. In fact, I've never even seen a prairie dog, Natalie. I mean, I know what a dog looks like, but a prairie dog? This is a little too much for me to handle.
A prairie dog is a small brown animal that often lives in a large community. They are super cute and stand up on their hind legs as they communicate with one another. Like, have you ever seen a really fat squirrel? Imagine that, but with long whiskers and a much tinier tail.
So they're not like a dog at all.
No, definitely not like a dog. I'm your host, Natalie.
And I'm your other host, Sage. And thanks for joining us on
Language of Love.
So even if you haven't experienced walking through a field of prairie dogs, we have all certainly heard the calls of some animal.
Yeah, and those calls that you hear are actually called alarm calls, and they hold a ton of information. I mean, you've heard birds chirping in the morning and coyotes howling. It's all the same thing. These animals use their alarm calls to communicate with their species.
Many studies have found that these alarm calls of animals can include information about the best escape routes and even what type of predator is on the attack.
What's more amazing is that depending on how advanced an animal's communication is, they can not only communicate what type of predator is on the attack, but the actual color of that specific predator.
Wait, actually? So animals can communicate about, like, the color of my shirt?
Yep. Prairie dogs, to be specific. If you were wearing a blue shirt right now and walking towards a prairie dog, he'd be like, "That's Natalie walking towards me and she's wearing blue." Okay, it wouldn't know your name, but you get the point.
So how'd they find this out?
Well, it took a lot of time before scientists were able to come to this conclusion. There were a bunch of studies done to prove this that at first kind of failed. These initial studies used men and women of all sizes as the quote-unquote predators to the prairie dogs, so we can't be certain that these different calls were only based on shirt color.
Oh, so then researcher Dr. Slobodzikoff at Northern Arizona University recreated these studies, but made sure the only difference in the simulated predators was the color of their shirt.
Right. So they used three separate women,
who were all the same size,
wearing three different colors,
blue, yellow, and green.
Right. And had them walk through this prairie dog colony in Arizona, which is where a large group of prairie dogs all live in underground burrows.
The women walked super slowly.
Like kind of how fast you would walk if you were trying to balance a book on your head.
And during each walkthrough, all of the prairie dog barks were recorded.
Yeah, and they were each really different. To make sure that they heard the calls from all parts of the colony, each woman walked three different paths multiple times, and they all at some point wore each color shirt. They ran through the experiments lots of times to make sure that the results would be as accurate as possible.
Right. So did Dr. Slobodzikoff find the results that he was searching for?
Yes. In fact, he found that the alarm calls of the prairie dogs were really different when comparing the blue shirts to the yellow and green shirts. Let's hear it from Dr. Slobodzikoff himself. He gives a pretty in-depth description of what exactly he discovered while doing this study.
We have also found that each alarm call contains information not only about the species of predator, but also contains information about the description of the individual predator. For example, a human alarm call contains information not only about the intruder being a human, but also contains information about the size, shape, and color of clothes that the human is wearing. When we do an experiment where the same person walks out into a prairie dog colony wearing different colored t-shirts at different times, the prairie dogs will have alarm calls that contain the same description of the person's size and shape, but will vary in their description of the color. Like many mammals, prairie dogs have dichromatic vision, which means that they can see blue, some green, and yellow, but not red.
Be sure to check out the full video on YouTube that's linked on our podcast page.
So he recorded all the barking prairie dogs, and these barks were different when the women wore blue compared to when the women wore yellow or green. But what about comparing the yellow and green shirts to each other?
Well, he actually found that the calls for these two colors were not so different. So maybe the prairie dogs have not quite perfect vision and can't distinguish between those two colors.
So even though their vision isn't perfect, it's still pretty amazing that they can actually depict color in their alarm calls.
I'd say it's a really great asset to have as a prey if you're being hunted and need to convey a message to your colony about the predator that's hunting you.
Yeah, you could even say they are communicating about prairie bad predators.
Who would have guessed that a prairie dog, who if I didn't know what it was, I would have mistaken for an oversized squirrel, is actually a really intelligent animal.
I know. I wonder if their calls may be hiding many more secrets within.
And if other animals can also include such specific information in their alarm calls. I wonder if the animals where I live in New York City can do this.
What animals?
You're right. But we do still have pets in NYC. Oh, imagine if every time my dog barked on a walk, he was really judging some New York's questionable fashion decision. How tragic.
Maybe your dog is more than a best friend. Maybe he's your stylist.